This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهدي قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين Inshallah, today we will study the names of Allah, Al-Wali and Al-Mawla. From the Asma'ul Husna, the most excellent, the most beautiful names, we will look at these two names, which are complementary, and they're both similar in meaning. So the names of Allah, Al-Wali and Al-Mawla, we see that both of them are mentioned in the Qur'an. Al-Wali, the friend, the ally, and Al-Mawla, the protector, the patron, the one who is relied upon. Now, we see that the name Al-Wali actually occurs two times in the Qur'an as a name, but as an attribute, it is mentioned over 10 times with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Book of Allah. And the name Al-Mawla, the name Mawla occurs 10 times as well in the Qur'an. In Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيِّ. So have they taken others besides Allah as their allies? The fact is that it is Allah who is Al-Wali, who is the true, the real friend, the real protector. Then we see in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 257, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu, that Allah is the wali, the protector, the friend of those who believe. And then we also learn about some other references in the Quran. For example, in Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again, وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, and He is Al-Wali, the praiseworthy. And in Surah and also in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name Mawla, that وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, that if the people turn away, then you should know that Allah is your Mawla, and what an excellent Mawla He is, what an excellent protector, what an excellent patron He is, and what an excellent helper He is. So both of these names are mentioned in many places in the Quran. Now, we see that both of these names, Al-Wali and Al-Mawla, are actually from the same root, meaning the root is the three letters, Waw, Lam, Ya. And in general, a Wali is understood as the opposite of an Adu. Adu is an enemy, so a Wali is a friend. And you can understand this in every sense of the word. An enemy is not going to support you, but a friend is going to support you. Right? An enemy does not like you, but a friend likes you, loves you. An enemy does not care about what is in your best interest. An enemy does not watch out for you, but a friend is someone who watches out for you, who takes care of your affairs, who supports you, who defends you. So a wali is a friend in every sense of the word, and it is the opposite of adu. Now, the primary meaning of this root, waliya yali, basically means to be close to someone, all right? Literally, the word implies following someone or being right next to someone, being adjacent to them or alongside them, meaning there is nothing else that is between, all right? This is the concept of wilaya, that there is nothing else in between. And this could be with regard to place. So for example, there is a book, and right next to it is another book. There is no other book in between. This could be with respect to time. So for example, one person comes and immediately after them, the next person who comes, they have, they have yaliya them, meaning they have come right after them, right next to them. This can also be with regard to religion. So for example, two people are upon the same religion. This could be in the sense of friendship, that two people are friends to one another. This could be in the sense of, you know, giving help, offering support, and alliance, etc. So this is the primary meaning of the word. Now, when we look at the word wali, now this, has many applications. It is used in many different ways. First of all, we see that the word wali is used for a legal guardian. Why? Because wilaya also is to have authority over someone. Right, to take care of their affairs, to manage the affairs of another. Why? Because of your closeness to them, because you are closest to them. So a wali is who? A legal guardian. And this is why we see that the word is used to refer to the legal guardian of an orphan. Right, the wali of an orphan, because the father is no longer there. So the person who is closest to them is their guardian, right? Like, for example, the paternal uncle. And then the word wali is also used for the guardian of a woman, right? In the sense that, for example, her father or her brother, without whom she is not able to marry a man. Right, meaning the nikah is going to be conducted by them. So why? Because they are closest to her. Likewise, the word wali is also used for a ruler of a people, right? The waliul amr, meaning the person who is in charge of the affairs of the people. Why? Because he is close to them. The word wali is also used for next of kin, meaning the close relatives of a deceased person who inherit from him, right? Who manage the affairs of the deceased. And then the word wali is also used for an ally or a friend, someone who is on your side, someone who watches out for your interests, someone who supports you, someone who cares about you. This is also the meaning of the word wali. And when we're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the wali, this means that he is the friend, the ally, the protector of his righteous slaves. And then the word mawla, what does that mean? The word mawla, it is said that this is synonymous to the word sayyid, meaning a master, a lord, a chief, a protector, a patron. And we see that, the word mawla applies to the son of a paternal uncle or a relative. Why? Because they are meant to be your protectors in the sense that when you are in difficulty, they're supposed to come and defend you, right? You inherit from them, right? So they are a source of benefit for you. And then we see that the word mawla is also used for a freed person, meaning a person who was a slave and then they were freed. Why is the word used for them? Because they are, the person who has freed them is bound to help them, right? And if he was to die, then the person who freed them would be their heir in the absence of any other heir or relative. Now, what is the difference between wali and mawla? We see that when it comes to the word wali, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to refer to himself, and he also uses it to refer to his righteous servants. So for example, in the Quran, we're told, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 257, that Allah is the wali, he is the friend of those who believe. And then we see in Surah Yunus, ayah 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allah. Indeed, the friends of Allah, there will be no fear on them, nor will they grieve. So on the one hand, we see that Allah is the wali of those who believe. And then those who believe are the awliya, they are also the friends of Allah. But when it comes to the word Mawla, remember that Mawla is the master, right? Mawla is the Sayyid, the Lord, right? The one who is depended upon, right? The one who you seek help from. So, and this means that the Mawla is not in need of you, but you are in need of your Mawla. And this is why we see that in the Quran, it is said, for example, in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 150, that Balillahu Mawlakum, that Allah is your Mawla, meaning Allah is your protector. He is your defender, right? He is your master. He is your Lord, and He will protect you, right? And it is never said in the Quran that the believers are the mawali of Allah. No. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the friendship, the loyalty, the support of His slaves. So in the Quran, it is mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, ayah 111, that وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any wali, any friend out of weakness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any mawla. He does not need a protector. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls certain slaves His awliya, His friends, this is not because Allah is in need of their friendship, that Allah is in need of their support. No, this is in order to honor them and in order to favor them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats them as His friend, even though He has no need of them. So the fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any protector. He is not in need of any helper. He is not in need of any ally or any friend. But we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Him to be our ally, to be our protector, to be our helper, because we are weak. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. And the human being has been created weak, meaning it is the nature of human beings that they are weak. And the one who is weak is in need of support, is in need of defense, is in need of someone who is more powerful, someone who is greater in order to protect and support him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mawla. Now remember that when we're talking about the wilaya of Allah, the wilaya as in the friendship or the protection, the support that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His slaves, then remember that this is of two kinds. The first type is that which is general, or you could say wilaya amma. Amma as in this is for the entire creation. This is for all the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are animate, inanimate, whether they are those who believe or those who don't believe, whether they are righteous or they are disobedient, whether they are angels or people or whoever, whether they are the inhabitants of the sky or the inhabitants of the earth, whoever it is, then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their wali. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created them. He is the one who provides them. He is the one who has encompassed them fully. So in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا, or have they taken besides Allah awliya, meaning have they taken other beings as their protectors, as their friends, in the sense that they seek their help, and so they worship them, they pray to them, they call upon them, they seek to please them. Is that the case? Then this is a big mistake, because فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيِّ. So the fact is that Allah, it is truly He who is the wali. Meaning it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the real wali, the true protector of his slaves, meaning he is the one who owns them, he is the one who has created them, he is the one who provides for them, and he is the one who has encompassed them from all sides. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ, that then they are returned to Allah, who is their true Mawla. Meaning all people, every single human being, when he dies, every single person, when they die, they return to who? They return to Allah. And Allah is the true Mawla, the true Sayyid, the true master, the real master of his creation. Because you see, in the world, what happens is that we show our loyalty to different types of people. We feel like we belong to them, or certain individuals, you know, feel very powerful over other people. So the fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our true Mawla. In Surah Yunus, ayah number 30, it is said, هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُوا كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ, that on the day of judgment, each person will examine whatever that they sent ahead, and each person will be returned to Allah, who is their true Mawla, who is their true owner, master. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and whatever it is that they used to invent will be lost from them. And meaning whatever false deities they invented, whatever false gods they worshipped, whatever lies they believed in, all of those lies will be lost from them, meaning they will be of no avail. So the first type of wilaya is that which is general. So even if someone seeks the friendship in the sense that if a person expresses or believes that someone has so much power over them, someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much power over them or so much authority over them that they must be, you know, completely devoted to them. And so they seek their help, they worship them in any way. Then the fact is that it doesn't make them their Mawla. It doesn't make them their true wali. The true protector, the true owner of the creation is who? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, that those beings that they have taken besides Allah as their awliya, meaning as their protectors, as beings that they worship as deities, then the fact is that it is Allah who is a guardian over them. Meaning these idols don't protect them. These false gods don't give relief to them. It is not the creation that brings them healing. Even if they pray to them, even if they depend upon them, who is it that brings healing? Who is it that gives protection? Who is it that brings them to safety? Who is it that brings them relief from their troubles? Is it the idol that they worship? No, the fact is that Allahu hafidhun alayhim. Allah is the one who protects them. Allah is their guardian. And not just, Allah is not just the hafiz, the guardian of, these idolaters, but also the beings that they worship. So Allahu hafidhun alayhim. So this is the first type of wilaya that is amma, that is general, which is for all creatures. And then the second type of wilaya is that which is khassa. Wilaya khassa, meaning a specific, a special kind of friendship or protection that is not for all people. It is for who? It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special slaves. And this means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their wali, is their mawla, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them, that He guides them, and He takes care of their affairs. And this kind of friendship and love and help is not for all people. It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special slaves. So in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 11, it is said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That is because the fact is that Allah is the mawla. Allah is the protector of who? Of those people who believe. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. And the fact is that those who deny, those who disbelieve, they have no mawla at all. They have no mawla at all, meaning they are excluded. Yani, this doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not their owner. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their owner. But what this means is that they are excluded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special help and support. They don't receive that special help and support and friendship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are deprived of it. So then the question is, why are they deprived? And who is it that receives this wilaya khasa, this special friendship and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we read the Quran, we see that first of all, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 257, that Allah is the wali of those people who believe. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 150, Allah says, balillahu mawlakum, addressing the believers, that Allah is your mawla. So you see, the word wali and mawla, both of these names have been used, especially for who? In relation to the people who believe. And we have that beautiful narration. We learned that after the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims had taken shelter in the crevices within Mount Uhud in order to hide from the enemy, we learned that before Abu Sufyan and his people left, Abu Sufyan called out. And he said out loud, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam present in the people? Meaning, is he still alive? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the companions who were with him that do not answer him. And then Abu Sufyan asked, is the son of Abu Quhafa, meaning Abu Bakr, is he present among the people? Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions who were with him, do not answer him, stay quiet. And then Abu Sufyan asked, is Umar bin Khattab present among the people? And then again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not answer him, right? And so Abu Sufyan said that if they were alive, then they would have answered. Meaning he was celebrating his victory, and he was alluding to he was basically saying that, oh, they have been killed. So upon this, Umar radiallahu anhu could not remain silent anymore. He said, كَذَبْتَ يَا عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. You have lied, O enemy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept alive that which will humiliate you, or those who will humiliate you. Don't think that these three are dead. So Abu Sufyan, he said in his pride at that time, glory be to Hubal, who was one of the idols that the people of Makkah used to worship. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, answer him. Now answer him. So the companion said, what is it that we should say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, Allahu a'la wa ajal. Allah is greater and more glorious. So then Abu Sufyan said, lana uzza, that we have the idol Uzza and you have no Uzza. And Uzza, they call this idol Uzza because Uzza means the one of glory. So basically what he was saying is that because we have the idol Uzza, we have pleased it, we worship it, and this is why we have glory today. And you have abandoned the idol Uzza, and so you have lost your glory. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, answer him. The companion said, what should we say to him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say to him, Allahu maulana wa la maula lakum. That Allah is our mawla, Allah is our protector, and the fact is that you don't have any protector. Meaning you have been deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. So remember that, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the entire creation, So yes, he takes care of their affairs and he provides them, he nurtures them, etc. But he gives a special kind of friendship and support to who? To his special servants. Allah is the wali and mawla of those who believe. He is their ally. So he loves them. He gives them tawfiq to do good and he helps them. So Allah is their wali, meaning he takes care of their affairs. How? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali of his slaves, of his special servants, this means that first of all, he brings them out of darkness into light. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 257, that Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila an-nur. That Allah is the wali, he is the friend, ally of those who believe, and he brings them out of darkness into light. He brings them out of darkness into light, meaning he brings them out of misguidance into guidance. He brings them out of unawareness to awareness. So previously they didn't know, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them. Previously they were not guided, they were not upon the straight path, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. So when Allah is the friend of those who believe, he brings them out of darkness into light, this means that he directs them, right? He guides them, he nurtures them spiritually, they grow spiritually, and so their condition improves. He gives them the ability to do good, he gives them the ability to complete good deeds. He guides them, he directs them so that they become successful. And even when they fall into some kind of error, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the way out of it. We learn, for example, in Surah At-Tahrim, ayah number 2, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at one occasion, he made honey unlawful for himself. Why? In order to please some of his wives. That, you know, two of them said to him that it seems like you had honey, your breath smells. And this was something very difficult upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he ensured that his breath did not smell at all. He would use the siwak a lot. He would clean his mouth very, very frequently. Why? Because he would say that I speak to the one that you don't speak with, meaning Angel Jibreel, right? And he is the Prophet of Allah. So his mouth was always clean. And when he was told, it seems like you have bad breath, the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm never going to have honey again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah At-Tahrim, in which we learn that, O Prophet, why do you forbid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful for you? Right? And the Prophet ﷺ made honey unlawful upon himself by taking an oath. Like, for example, a person says that I swear by Allah, I'm never going to eat such and such food. Then this means that they cannot eat such and such food ever again, right? This is the implication of taking an oath. But this oath that the Prophet ﷺ took over here was not correct. Why? Because if he were to forbid honey upon himself, then what would the ummah do, right? The entire ummah would also do the same. They would not eat honey. So we learn in Surah At-Tahrim, ayah number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for you the dissolution of your oaths. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you how to dissolve your oaths. Meaning if a person takes such an oath and then they realize that this is not realistic, or this was a mistake, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you the way out. And what is that? That you give the kafara, you give the expiation. So قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. And then it is said, وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ. Allah is your mawla. He is your protector. He is your ally, right? Meaning he shows you the way out of your trouble. That the difficulty that you may have created for yourself, that may be a direct result of your own mistakes or your own hastiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is the wali, he is the friend, the ally of those who believe, he shows them the way out of their troubles. whether they are in spiritual, in religious matters, or they are in worldly matters. So this is the first benefit, that when Allah befriends a slave, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them out of darkness into light over and over again. Because you see, yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila nur, yukhrijuhum, this is a verb. It happens again and again. Every time they fall into some kind of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them out. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them sabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them steadfastness. The fact is that because of our weakness, because of our weakness, there are times when we become a little shaky, when we feel like almost giving up, we feel like quitting, we feel that we don't have the strength to carry on, or there are doubts that are creeping in. So whatever kind of weakness that a person is experiencing, when they have the wilaya, the friendship of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them steadfastness. He stabilizes their heart. He grants them strength and the resilience to stay firm, to carry on. We learn in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 122, that when the Muslims were going for the Battle of Uhud, we learned that the hypocrites, their chief, Abdullah ibn Ubay, who exposed his hypocrisy at that occasion, he abandoned the Muslims, right? He said that you guys didn't listen to me. I am not going to participate in a battle like this, so I am going back. And there were 300 people from the Muslim army who actually went along with Abdullah ibn Ubay. 300 people. And there were two groups from among the Muslims who were almost about to give up also. They were about to go along with Abdullah ibn Ubay and leave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah 122, إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَا. When two groups among you were about to give up. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. But Allah was their ally. Allah was their protector. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the strength to carry on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability to make the right decision, to not quit. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah should the believers rely. Then thirdly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends a slave, then what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from fear and from grief. From fear and from worry and sadness, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplifts them. He brings them out of their sadness, out of their despair, out of their anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them joy. He gives them hope. So when they befriend him, he befriends them. So we learn in Surah Yunus, ayah 62 to 64, that أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Unquestionably, verily, the friends of Allah, they are such that there will be no fear upon them, nor will they grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their fear and their grief away from them. Who are these people? Who are these folks? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. There are those who believe. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they fear Allah. And we also learn in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned such people, that they are the awliya of Allah, are those who, when they are seen, Allah is remembered. Meaning they remind you of Allah. Then we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends a slave, then what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for them. Meaning he completely takes care of their affairs. So they don't need to rely upon anyone else. They do not need to depend upon anyone else. They place all of their expectations in Allah, and Allah is enough for them. Allah takes care of all of their affairs. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 45, we learn, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. Allah is most knowledgeable of all of your enemies. Allah knows very well who hates you, who is not sincere to you. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَّا. And sufficient is Allah as a wali, as a friend. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And sufficient is Allah as a helper. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends a slave, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves that slave from despair. That when a person is falling in despair, they're almost about to give up hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescues them. So in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 28, we learn, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. That He is the one who sends down rain, much needed rain, after the people had despaired, or they were nearly despairing. And He spreads His mercy, and He is al-wali, He is the friend, al-hamid, the praiseworthy. Then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps His slaves when they are in difficulty, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. So we learn in a hadith that مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whosoever shows enmity to a friend of mine, then I have declared war against him. Allahu Akbar. Yani, this is how safe and secure a friend of Allah becomes. That if someone becomes an enemy to them, then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes angels their friends. In Surah At-Tahrim, ayah 4, we learn that when the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them, they conspired against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals that وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ, that if you assist one another against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then remember that Allah is his mawla, Allah is his protector. وَجِبْرِيلُ, and also Jibreel is his protector, Angel Jibreel, وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the righteous believers are also His protectors. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ, and then the angels, the rest of the angels also after that, are assistants. Yani, when a person receives the wilaya of Allah, then such a person is not alone. They receive not only the friendship of Allah, but the friendship of the righteous servants of Allah, including the angels of Allah. So in Surah Fussilat, ayah 30-31, we learn, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That indeed those people who say our Lord is Allah, and then they become steadfast, then the angels descend upon them. And they say to them that do not fear and do not be sad, and instead rejoice with the good news of paradise which you have been promised. We are your friends. We were your friends in worldly life, and we are also your friends in the hereafter. So when a person receives the wilaya of Allah, they also receive the wilaya, the friendship of the angels of Allah, the righteous servants of Allah. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves such people from humiliation, from disgrace. And remember, humiliation, embarrassment is not that, oh, I didn't realize that my clothes were not ironed properly, or I didn't realize that I was addressing the wrong person. I mean, these are petty issues over which, yes, we feel some kind of embarrassment, but real embarrassment, real disgrace is that on the day of judgment. And it is in the matter of religion. So in a dua we learn, وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ, that O Allah, the person whom you befriend, then such a person will never be humiliated. They will never be humiliated. Who? The person who has been granted special wilaya, the special friendship and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends a slave, then this means that He befriends them in the world and in the hereafter. In the world, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects such a person. And in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant such a person ultimate closeness. So in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 127, we learn, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عند ربهم. That the righteous slaves of Allah will have the home of security near their Lord, meaning a home where they will be completely safe and secure. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ And he will be their wali. He will be their friend. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Because of what they used to do. So those who receive the friendship of Allah in the world, they will also receive the friendship of Allah in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them on the day of judgment also. We learn in another hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three matters about which I can take an oath. And one of them is that وَلَا يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَبْدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا فَيُوَلِّهِ غَيْرَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That it is not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would befriend and protect a servant in the world and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandons him on the day of judgment. And it's not possible. Meaning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali of a slave in the world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his wali on the day of judgment also. And how could such a person suffer any loss then? Finally, number 10, I've listed a total of 10 benefits over here. The final benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow his special mercies upon such slaves on the day of judgment. His special rahmah. There's, you know, that famous hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided his mercy into 100 portions. And out of those 100 portions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended only one portion in the world. Right? And the remaining 99 portions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for when? For the day of judgment. But you know what it says in the hadith? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved it for who? لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ For his awliya, for his friends, for those slaves who are worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special friendship. اللهم جعلنا منهم. Now we see that the name of Allah al-Wali, it is paired with the name al-Hamid in the Quran. Meaning, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali and he is al-hamid. Al-wali, the friend, al-hamid, the praiseworthy. And you see, there is a connection between the two. Every friend is not praiseworthy. There are friends who terribly disappoint us. There are friends who become a burden. There are friends whose so-called friends whose friendship is not worth it. Or their actions are embarrassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali al-hamid. He is praiseworthy for who he is, for what he does. And he does not need the praise of those who praise him. He is praiseworthy because of who he is. And what an honor, what a privilege, what a relief to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your wali, the one who is al-hamid. The one who is perfectly praiseworthy. Yani, this is something that shows us that we should strive to ensure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our wali. That we should really strive to seek the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How desperately we try to make friends with good people. Right? We spend money, we ask them, you know, sometimes people have the courage to ask random people, be my friend, follow me and I will follow you on social media, etc. Hini, this is so petty, right? That we become so desperate for the attention that people can give us, for some kind of friendship that they can offer us, right? We feel so loved and special when, you know, someone, you know, sends us a message or someone, you know, gives us a gift and we feel so happy knowing that we have so many friends. All of that is great, mashallah, excellent. However, whose friendship is it that we should really be seeking? Whose friendship? And when it comes to our friends, we spend our money. We devote our precious time, right? We give so much attention. We actually make sacrifices, right? People will spend time away from their family in order to be with their friends, right? People will spend their hard-earned money in order to get the approval of their friends or in order to enjoy time with their friends. Because when you are with your friends, then yes, there is a different type of joy that you feel. But remember that all the friends of the world, they are temporary, right? And they're not perfect. They're not perfectly praiseworthy. The one whose friendship we should truly be seeking is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah. This doesn't mean that we don't care about people at all. No, we give them their rights and we care about them the way that they deserve, not more than what they deserve. And this is why we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that were I to take any person as a khalil, and a khalil is someone who is very, very close to you. If I were to take anyone as a khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr as a khalil. But that is not the case. Khalil is who? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friendship that we should be seeking. So what is it that we should do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, when He is al-mawla? The first thing we need to do is we need to seek His wilaya. We should seek the wilaya of Allah. Why? Because the fact is that we have no wali besides Allah. And there is no one who is dependable besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 14, we learn, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا. Say to these people that is it someone other than Allah who I should take as a wali? When Allah is فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, when He is the originator, the creator of the skies and the earth, وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ, and He is the one who gives food, وَلَا يُطْعَمُ, and He does not need to be fed. Allahu Akbar. He does not need to be fed. He is perfect. He is free of any need. In fact, He is the one who fulfills your needs. So why should you take anyone else as a wali? Take Allah as your wali. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friendship, that is permanent, because there is nothing constant besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the example of Yusuf alayhi salam. You see, Yusuf alayhi salam, his father loved him. But what happened? His father was taken away from him, right? Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into a well. But then who got him out of that well? It was the caravan, right, that was coming by that site. They took him out of the well. Who enabled that? Who planned that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yusuf alayhi salam could have been sold to anybody in Egypt as a slave, but he ended up in the house of the Aziz, who raised him as a son, who told his wife that make sure that he lives nicely with us, right? And then we see that when there was the invitation to commit sin, who protected Yusuf alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. لَوْلَا أَرَّأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّي كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned away evil and immorality from Yusuf alayhi salam. And so Yusuf alayhi salam ended up in the prison. And then how did he come out of the prison? Because of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. So we see that so many people were part of his life and then they were no longer part of his life. There were people who helped him and then they betrayed him. There were people who were supposed to care about him, but they didn't. So this is the reality of people, because the nature of people is weak. So who is it that will always, always be there, no matter what is happening in your life, no matter who is with you and who has abandoned you, who has cheated you, who has forgotten about you? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we see that Yusuf alayhi salam, we learn that when he was on the throne and his entire family was there in his dream, you know, it came true in front of him, that how everyone prostrated to him as he saw in the dream. He said, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith fatir as-samawati wal-ard anta waliyyi fi ad-dunya wal-akhirah. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. He said, "Oh my Lord, in fact, you have given me. It is indeed you who has given me of the dominion, meaning this power that I have, you have bestowed this power to me, and you have given me the knowledge of the interpretation of dreams. You are the originator of the heavens and the earth, and you are my wali. You are my friend, my ally, my protector, my helper throughout this time, in the world and also in the hereafter. Tawaffani musliman. Allow me to die as a Muslim, someone who is in submission to you. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ and join me with the righteous slaves in the hereafter. So seek the wilaya of Allah. Seek the friendship of Allah. Because everyone else who is around us right now, whether it is a child or a parent or a spouse or a good friend from childhood or even a pet, anyone that we feel extremely attached to, remember, all of these people are temporary. All of these individuals are here momentarily. They will not always be with us because their abilities are limited. Parents love their children. They want to protect them. They want to shelter them. But are parents always able to protect their children? No, they're not. It doesn't mean that parents are evil. No, it just means they're human. They're weak. And sometimes what happens is that when people are not able to do what we expect them to do, we become extremely upset. We hold these grudges in our hearts and we torture ourselves. And we need to realize that people can only do as much as they can. And so we should not depend upon them. We should be placing our hopes and expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Yusuf alayhi salam did. So remember that every so-called wali besides Allah is weak. In Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The example of those people who have taken others besides Allah as their awliya, as their protectors, as their allies, then their example is like that of a spider. اتخذت بيتا, who makes a house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ, and the weakest of all houses, is لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ, is the house of the spider, meaning a web. It's so weak. Yes, it is strong enough for the spider sometimes, but not always. It's so weak that you don't even realize, and with one step you can destroy the entire house of a spider, right? It doesn't shelter it against the elements, the wind, the water, the rain, etc. So this is the reality. If we depend upon anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's like as if we are reaching out for a spider's web. This is a useless effort. What we need to do is we need to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can receive the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we receive that friendship? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friendship is for who? It is first of all for those who believe in Him. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 68, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is the friend, the ally of those who believe. Secondly, Allah is the friend of those who have taqwa, those who are conscious of Him. In Surah Al-Jathiyah, ayah 19, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah is the wali of those who are conscious of Him. In Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 196, Allah says, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And He, meaning Allah, befriends those who are righteous. So how is it that we can receive the wilayah of Allah? How? By believing in Allah. By increasing our iman, by protecting our iman, taking care of our iman, then by increasing our righteous actions. You see, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends those who are righteous. We learn, وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, that Allah will be their wali, meaning in paradise. Why? Because of what they used to do. And do not belittle any good deed. Any good deed, even if it is just saying salam. We learn in the hadith that when there is a group of people, right, and one person initiates the salam, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna awla an-nasi billahi," the closest of the people to Allah is man bada'ahum bis-salam, is the one who initiates the salam. meaning the person who says salam first. So don't belittle any good deed. You don't know which good deed is going to take you closer to Allah, is going to make you worthy of His special friendship and support. We also learn in a hadith in Bukhari that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever shows enmity to a friend of mine, then I have declared war against him. And my servant does not draw near to me with anything more beloved to me than the religious duties, the obligations that I have imposed upon him. Meaning when you perform the fara'id, your obligations, your salah, you give your zakat, etc., your obligations, that is how you draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you add to that the nawafil, the voluntary good deeds, then you keep drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then strive to seek the wilaya of Allah. How? By striving in obedience to Allah. We learn in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Strive in the cause of Allah the way that you should strive, as is the right of striving in His cause. Any strive as much as it is, the way of Allah deserves, right? حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. And then at the end of the ayah, it says, هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, that Allah is your protector. So you get His wilaya, how? By striving in His cause. And then by holding on to Allah. That you never turn against or away from Allah. No, you reach out to Him. Even when you have made a mistake, you reach out to Him. Even when you feel that you have done something terribly wrong, even if you feel like, you know, you've been making du'as and shaitan tells you your du'a is not being answered, things are not getting easier, even then, reach out to Allah, because there's no shelter from Allah except with Allah. So hold on to Him, no matter what, no matter how difficult things become. In the same ayah, in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 78, it says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, and hold on to Allah. He is your patron, He is your protector. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. What an excellent protector He is, and what an excellent helper He is. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, when He is al-mawla, then this means that we should not do what will cause us to lose His wilaya. Yani, let us stay away from those things which will deprive us from the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His special wilaya, His wilaya khasa. That we should not become that obstacle ourselves. And what is it that causes a person to lose the friendship of Allah? First of all, we see that when a person befriends the enemies of Allah, and then they try to please them while they are disobeying Allah and displeasing Allah, meaning just to be accepted by certain people, you are displeasing Allah. You are clearly going against Allah's commands. This is something that shows that a person is not loyal to Allah, and so they lose the friendship of Allah also. We learn in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 28, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The believers should not take those who disbelieve as their awliya, as their protectors, besides the believers. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. And whoever does that, then they have nothing to do with Allah. Yani, there is no wilaya between this person and Allah. And we also learn in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 120, that وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. That the Jews and the Christians, they will never be pleased with you until you follow their way. Yani, until you no longer remain who you are. You become like them. Only then will they be pleased with you. So are you going to go on striving to seek their approval? It says later on in the verse that if you were to follow their desires after the knowledge has come to you, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, you will not have against Allah any friend or helper to save you, to protect you. You will not have the help of Allah, and you will have no one to help you against Allah either. And then we see that even sins that are not repented from, This is something that causes a person to have no friendship with Allah anymore. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 123, we learn, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. That whoever does evil, then he will be recompensed for it, and he will not find besides Allah any wali or any helper. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, al-mawla, this means that we should center our friendships around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be our ultimate friend. Yani the one whom we care about the most, the one whose alliance is of most importance to us. Which means that even if everybody has abandoned us, or we must leave everybody, okay, fine, that can happen, but we can never leave Allah. We can never imagine a life without Allah. It's not possible. So this means that all of our friendships and our relationships, all of them should be centered around who? Around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that we should befriend those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 55, Allah says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Indeed, your wali is Allah and His messenger. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the people who believe, they are your friends. And you should treat them as your friends. We learn in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the closest people to me will be those who are muttaqoon. We also learn another hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that ala inna ala abi, the posterity of my fathers, and he referenced, you know, certain people. He said laysu li bi awliya, they are not at all my awliya. Innama waliyyi Allahu wa salihul mu'minin, my real wali is Allah and the righteous believers. They are my true friends. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Inna awliyai yawm al-qiyamati al-muttaqoon, wa in kana nasabun aqraba min nasabin." In another hadith, "Man kanu wa haythu kanu," that my real friends, or the people who will be closest to me on the Day of Judgment, are those who are people of taqwa, no matter who they are and where they are, and even if there are other people who are closer to me in lineage. But still, these people, the muttaqoon, will be closest to me. So our friendships should revolve around who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, that the believing men, believing women, they're awliya, they're allies, friends, supporters of one another. And then this also means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, al-mawla, then we should free ourselves of fear and worry by putting our trust in Allah. In Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 51, we're told, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say that nothing will reach us except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا, He is our protector. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and upon Allah should the believers put their trust. So remember that nothing happens to you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. And who is Allah? He is your protector. Then what do you expect? What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for you? Even if something appears to be very harmful, even if something is truly very painful, it's very difficult to deal with. Remember, this was allowed in regard to you by who? By Allah, who is your Mawla, who takes care of you and who wants the best for you. So never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want good for me. No, everything that He decrees is in your favor when you are a believer and when you put your trust in Allah. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, al-mawla, this means that we should never ever feel abandoned, in the sense that even when people, you know, have cut off from us, or they have abandoned us, or they have moved on from us, or it seems like they have forgotten about us, remind yourself that you are not abandoned, you are not alone, You have Allah. In Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 40, it is said, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. If they turn away, if the people turn away from you, they leave you, then you should know that Allah is your Mawla. You are not alone. Yes, the people who were not meant to stay did not stay, right? They, the people who did not care about you are not worthy of your friendship either. So don't cry over them. Realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Mawla. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali al-mawla, this means that we should be confident when we are obeying Him. We should not feel afraid. We should act like we have a great protector and ally. We should never feel weak and cowardly when obeying Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. Hold on to Allah, He is your Mawla. And then finally, we should seek His help. When He is the protector, the helper, the one who takes care of our affairs, then why should we not seek His help? How can we seek His help? Through the du'as that we have been taught. And there's so many du'as. First of all, we see that in the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, right at the end, there's beautiful du'as, and part of that du'a is wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta mawlana fansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin. That, oh Allah, pardon us, forgive us, have mercy on us. You are our protector, our patron. So help us against the people who disbelieve. And the Prophet ﷺ told us to recite these two verses, last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, every night. Because a person who recites them at night, then these verses are enough for him. And one of the meanings of that is that the person will be safe at night, right? Their property will be safe. Why? Because they recited these verses. And another interpretation of that is that these verses will suffice him, meaning that they are like the worship of the entire night. So even if a person was not able to get up and pray in the night, then these verses will suffice him. So make it a habit to recite the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah every night before going to sleep. Secondly, another dua we learn in the Quran, and this dua we can make for forgiveness. This is a dua that Musa alayhi salam made. Anta waliyuna, O Allah, you are our wali, you are our protector, you are our friend, you are our ally. We need you. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. So forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. And have mercy on us. And you are the best of those who show forgiveness. And then we have another dua. And this is in the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ would teach this dua to his companions, as reported by Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu. It's a little long dua, but a beautiful dua. And part of this is, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. That, oh Allah, give my soul its taqwa. Allow me, enable me to have taqwa of you, that I fear you, that I'm conscious of you. Wa zakkiha. And, oh Allah, purify my soul. Anta khayru man zakkaha, you are the best who can purify my soul. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha, because you are its wali and its mawla. You are the owner, the protector, the supporter of this soul of mine. Right? Ultimately, it will return to you. So I beg you that you purify it right now and give it the taqwa that it needs. And then we have also the dua that is to be made in witr. And this dua is, Allahumma ahdini fi man hadayt wa afini fi man afayt wa tawallani fi man tawallayt. And this means that, wa tawallani fi man tawallayt, that, oh Allah, turn to me in friendship among those on whom you have turned to in friendship. Meaning, befriend me as those whom you have befriended. Allow me to be among those whom you have befriended. Make me of your awliya. And then we have also dua for firmness upon Islam. Because remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives stability to those who believe in Him. This is the benefit of having the wilaya of Allah. So this dua we learn about, Ya waliyya al-Islam wa ahli, masikni al-Islam hatta alqaka alayhi. And another dua which is very similar to it, Ya Waliy al-Islam wa Ahli, Sabitni bihi hatta alqaq. That, O Wali of Islam. O Wali of Islam, meaning O friend of, O ally of Islam, and O guardian of Islam, allow me to hold on to Islam until I meet you upon it. Meaning, allow me to remain firm upon Islam until I leave this world. Give me steadfastness, give me stability upon Islam. Don't allow me to slip. And remember that Allah is the wali of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness into light. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with His wilayah also. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us out of darkness into light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us when we are in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us out of the darkness of misguidance, the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of sadness, the darkness of despair. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our wali in the hereafter also. Inshallah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.